My name is Trent Courtney. I'm the executive director at South Central Ozark Council of Governments. We represent Douglas, Howe, Oregon, Ozark, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. And also have with me
Melanie Barnett. I'm a grants manager and the regional homeland security planner.
We're here today just to kind of give some explanation of the recent disaster that we had and some of the items that we can assist you with.
So once a declaration is made, your local emergency managers and SCOCOG will spread the word to let you know how you can get in contact with FEMA to request individual assistance. You can call our office at SCOCOG at 417-256-4226 for additional resources. You can also download the FEMA app. You can apply online. You can find local shelters, check your application status, and also receive weather alerts there. You can also apply online at disasterassistance.gov. The first thing that FEMA will want you to do is to contact your homeowner's insurance. If you do not have insurance, there will be federal assistance may be available for uninsured or underinsured needs. If you need immediate service, you can contact United Way at 211 or your local Red Cross.
And SCOCOG, again, is a support system. We will create a document that goes over all the items that we've covered today. And also know that your emergency management directors are the main contacts for each county that you live in. We recommend that you contact the county directly to talk with your emergency management director if you need assistance. But also, if you need direct assistance, we will be available to be there for you. Governor Kehoe actually put out a statement regarding the status of the overall declaration. There's going to be 27 counties that are included in that declaration. The thing is with that, you had the funding through SEMA, which is the funding agency that is assisting on the ground, and FEMA will be helping with the overall status of the damage that has occurred. And what will happen is they will complete those assessments. And after those assessments are completed, they have to go to Governor Kehoe's office for signature. And then they have to go to Washington, D.C. for the president's signature. And at that point, the DR would be open. So please be patient, because these items are also one of the things where it does take a while for the funds and the money to come down. But again, be patient, and we will work with you as best we can.